Once again, we welcome Martin Babican to the airwaves at Buckets Radio. And Martin is a lecturer and one of Australia's most respected meteorologists as well. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you, Shane.
Did you have a nice Easter?
Fantastic Easter. It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's our life.
Absolutely.
That's what Jesus did for us, and that's the reason we worship our Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right. And also, Martin, you've done a study, and it looks like the Gloucester region has some of the best soil qualities about them to grow some fantastic wine.
It is one of the best land on in Australia, all over the world, to grow the quality of the wine which we're growing in Hunter region and Gloucester area. It is called saturated temperature. Well, you take the maximum temperature, extreme conditions, average seasons, cold seasons, wet seasons, dry seasons, put it all together and come up with an answer. The answer is yes, it's saturated temperature. It's one of the best places in Australia, everywhere else. The land area of Gloucester is one of the most exclusive land in Australia or in the world. That's what we found out at this stage. I was talking to Florida, in the United States, about agriculture, and then we come up to the conclusion. At the same time, I'm looking at the climate conditions. Our climate conditions are different. When we start predicting weather for Gloucester area, for Hunter Valley, I'm adding a transition season ideology into the forecast, how the transition season plus the outlook, what sort of weather is going to be. Again, everywhere in Australia is expected to be dry, except Gloucester area, on the East Coast and on the coast and ranges should be okay. Conditions are okay. What is happening with this climatic outlook? I'd like to explain it a little bit. April is likely to be drier than average in central, south, southwest Australia, and wetter in eastern New South Wales. That's what it is. Now, the question is, why is wetter in eastern New South Wales dry everywhere else? Because Bureau is predicting right now, El Nino watch is definitely getting stronger. By July, we're going to hit El Nino. If El Nino watch happening, why Gloucester gets more rain? At the same time, El Nino is often not associated with the rain for Gloucester region. It doesn't affect us at all, Gloucester area. What's happening, the reason what's happening, because the transition season of the high-pressure system start moving towards north and intensifying, becoming so strong, sometimes the high-pressure dominate Australia from Western Australia to East Coast. It's such a big intensity high-pressure. Once the high-pressure has become strong and shifting north, we tend to block the systems moving towards to the coast, but at the same time, the only area could develop depression, East Coast low, a lot of rain between April, May, June. And historically, the quality of this forecast for this season is higher. Never seen any higher forecast quality in the season is this time of year. So it means April, May, June, the increased frequency of Tasman Sea temperature, and then there's a chance of rain. And then because of that, high pressure tends to block. Guess what? It brings more southeasterly onshore winds from the ocean, Tasman Sea, right onto coastal area, producing rain between coast and ranges. That's what's happening. So conditions are for Gloucester. Doesn't matter what weather conditions are, still they're going to get some rain. Looking at the weather forecast for next 2 weeks, I'm looking at the high-pressure system still dominating. That's the reason we get southeasterly stream right now, light showers on the coast, and showers conditions persisting. But there's a trough system developing in Western Australia. This trough is coming slowly. It will move to western part of New South Wales by the end of the week. This trough line will produce some showers on the far west, but condition by the time it reaches its coast, it will disappear. And that's what's happening because of the strong blocking high-pressure system. So these are the weather conditions at this stage. Looking at 2 weeks forecast, week one, I'm expecting some light rain showers, about 10 millimeters. Week two, I'm expecting good rain showers, about nearly an inch or above an inch rain, above 25 millimeters for week two. So that's the weather pattern all the time is happening over the Gloucester region. Or even same thing at Hunter region. Looking at week one, from 18th of April to 24th of April, Tuesday, light showers, 1 to 2 millimeters. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 23. Soil moisture 24%. soil temperature 16 degrees. Soil moisture, soil temperature will never change all this week or next week. It's going to stay the same. And then on Thursday, few cloud, maximum 24. On Friday, light showers, 3 millimeters. On Saturday, light showers, 3.3 millimeters. On Sunday, light showers, 4 millimeters. On Monday, few clouds, humidity 43%, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 16 degrees. So altogether, for this week, about 10 millimeters. Second week starts from 25th of April to 1st of May. Tuesday, with few clouds, maximum 24. Wednesday, rain, maximum 25, about 9 millimeters. Thursday, rain, humidity rising to 72%, maximum 22, 14 millimeters. Friday, cloudy. Saturday, light rain, 4 millimeters. Saturday, light rain showers, 4 millimeters. And Sunday, light showers, 4 millimeters. Altogether, putting it together, about 20 to 30 millimeters of rain showers for week two. That's over an inch for week two. Going to Hunter Valley, same weather pattern, slightly different, different temperatures. The Tuesday, it's going to be light, possible showers. Maximum temperature 25, humidity 43%, and then 1 millimeters or 2 millimeters possible showers. Soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 17 degrees. I'm focusing on Hunter Valley on winery region, Pocalbin, Cessnock area. And looking at Wednesday, early fog, possibility of fog in the morning because a very saturated air, a bit of break in the weather. It could cause fog early in the morning, but again, it's going to be cloudy conditions most of the day with maximum temperature 24 degrees. And then on Thursday, a few cloud, maximum 24. On Friday, light showers, maximum 23, about 2 to 3 millimeters. On Saturday, light showers, about 3 millimeters. On Sunday, light showers, about 4 millimeters. On Monday, mostly sunny, with maximum temperature about 25 degrees, humidity 42%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 16 degrees. Total amount of rain, again, for Hunter Valley for first week, about 9 to 10 millimeters. Week 2 for Hunter Valley, Tuesday, the 25th of April, few clouds, maximum 25. And then soil moisture 15, drops to 15, and soil temperature 18. 15, soil moisture 15%, the soil temperature 18 degrees centigrade. On Wednesday, rain, maximum 25, humidity 60%, 9 millimeters of rain. On Thursday, rain, maximum 22 degrees, 63% humidity, 13 millimeters of rain. On Friday, partly cloudy, maximum 23 degrees, 65% humidity. On Saturday, light showers, 21 degrees temperature, 4 millimeters. On Sunday, light showers, 22 degrees temperature, and 3 to 4 millimeters. Altogether, over 29 to 30 millimeters rain showers over Hunter Valley. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And of course, for more info, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.